Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Neurodiversity for Dummies by John Marble, Kushbu Chabria, and Ranga Jayaraman. Narrated by Sharmila Devar. Publisher's Note: In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of Liability, Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and authors have used their best efforts in preparing this work, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this work, and specifically disclaim all warranties, including, without limitation, any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sale representatives, written sales materials, or promotional statements for this work. The fact that an organization, website, or product is referred to in this work as a citation and/or potential source of further information does not mean that the publisher and authors endorse the information or services the organization, website, or product may provide or recommendations it may make. This work is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering professional services. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a specialist where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Introduction. You made it. If you're holding this book or listening to it online, you probably have some big questions. Maybe you're wondering what being neurodivergent means, or if it applies to you or someone you know. If you're a parent with a neurodivergent kid, you may be looking for tips on how to be the best parent you can be. And for those who are a spouse, friend, coworker, or anyone else close to someone who has a neurodivergent mind, you may be looking for ways to better understand their world. Neurodivergent individuals often bring unique perspectives and problem-solving skills to the table. In fields such as technology, arts, and science, these diverse perspectives can drive innovation and lead to breakthroughs that may not happen in a more homogeneous thinking environment. Embracing neurodiversity can be a significant asset in workplaces and communities. The neurodiversity movement, however, emphasizes that, regardless of the economic contribution potential, every human deserves to be seen, understood, and appreciated with respect and dignity as a unique creation of the universe. Learning about neurodiversity helps us challenge stereotypes and biases against people who think differently. It's a step toward creating a world where people aren't marginalized or misunderstood because their brains work differently. Understanding and accepting neurodiversity can lead to fairer, more equitable treatment for everyone. It's completely normal to feel a mixture of curiosity, uncertainty, and even anxiety when it comes to understanding how the mind works. After all, no one gives you a handbook, but that's sort of why we wrote this book. Neurodiversity for Dummies is your friendly guide to understanding the big, bold, beautiful world of neurodiversity. Throughout these chapters, we explore what neurodiversity means, why it's important, and how it impacts you. We keep it simple, with clear explanations, useful tips, and real-life stories. And if you look closely, there's even a mention of Cher. If you're wondering what Cher has to do with neurodiversity, well, then this book's for you. And she's not the only familiar face that shows up. You see, your life is filled with neurodivergent people, whether you realize it or not. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could understand and appreciate those people more? About 20% of us have brains that work differently in how we think, act, and experience the world. But until recently, it was assumed that everyone's brains worked pretty much the same. You're about to see how wonderfully complex our world truly is, and we explain it all in an easy and straightforward way. No need to stress over complicated words or theories. We've made everything simple and easy to understand. Feel free to read straight through or skip to the parts you find most interesting. So, find a cozy spot to sit, and let's get started. About this book. This book wasn't meant to sit on the shelf. It's a hands-on guide full of helpful tips, insights, and understanding. It's yours to really use. Go ahead and bend the pages, write on them, and highlight the parts that get you thinking. If you're listening to the audio version, feel free to just wave your hands, but be ready to write down the bits that strike a chord with you. Keep a pen close by. You may find a lot of things you want to remember. We explore key topics such as autism, dyslexia, ADHD, but we also demonstrate how neurodiversity extends way beyond these famous big three. There's lots of ins and outs of the human experience we get to explore. If you're one of those parents or people who feel all alone, we acknowledge that pain. That's because we've felt that pain too. This book is a creation of neurodivergent people and family members working together. We've lived the expressions of joy, the moments of frustration, the feelings of triumph, and the tears of isolation that come from existing in a world that doesn't always get you. We answer lots of questions, help you discover new things, and hopefully share some moments of laughter and self-reflection along the way. But this book isn't an information dump. It's not just a pile of facts. We mean it to be a conversation. No, we can't hear you, but we see you all the same. Even if you selected this book by mistake, let's still have that conversation. There's not a person on our planet whose life is not shaped and affected by neurodiversity in some way. Consider the phone you use, the songs you love, and the connections you have with family and friends. Every part of life is touched by our varied ways of thinking, shaded in subtle ways that aren't always immediately seen. Neurodiversity is what happens when our colors blend together. It's a natural part of life. There's no changing that fact. We can't make more of it or wish it away. We only need to look around to see that it's there. Once we understand that neurodiversity is all around us, we need to choose how to respond. Should we be afraid of it or welcome it with open arms? It may challenge us to think about how we act and treat others, including our friends, our children, and ourselves. But remember, this book is about moving ahead, not getting stuck in the past. It reminds us that we always have the chance to grow and change. Foolish assumptions. None of us are dummies. You're reading this book to get a clear, jargon-free understanding of neurodiversity. We don't talk down to you. We are especially cautious because many of us grew up being called names just for thinking differently. Don't assume that your brain isn't normal simply because of the way that it thinks. And don't assume that other brains, which work in ways much different than yours, aren't just as normal. This book is your guide to understanding that all of us are equal. Our brains aren't problems to be fixed. Nor are our different ways of thinking somehow superpowers to be praised. They're differences, that's all. They simply are what they are. We don't assume that being different doesn't bring challenges. Lots of neurodivergent people live life in ways that are tough. But they also laugh, giggle at silly things, lose their train of thought, and hope for future things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?